Hello, listeners. We have a huge BKFK birthday to celebrate. He's been a BKFK patron for as far back as we can remember, and he's performed on many of our stories. It's a huge happy birthday to David Liam! We wish you the best birthday ever. Alrighty then, let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
Hi, I'm Ozzy. I really like riding my bike, and I also like dragons and Lego, and I'm from Colorado. I'm 7.
Hi, I'm Quinn. I'm 9 years old. I'm from New Zealand, and I really like dogs and Roblox.
I'm Isabel. I'm 8 years old. I'm from London, and I like piano.
My name is Yunji. I am 9 years old. I'm from Korea, and I live in Jordan. And my favorite thing is swimming.
You guys are magnificent! Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Jack Pumpkinhead and the Sawhorse. Once upon a time, in a big, magical palace in the Emerald City of Oz, there was something super cool called the Magic Picture. This picture was like a TV that showed all the fun and exciting things happening in the fairyland of Oz. It was like a window to all the adventures. Ozma, the girl queen of Oz, could watch it and see what was going on anywhere in her kingdom. Imagine having a TV that lets you peek wherever you want. One day, Ozma saw something really exciting in her magic picture. There were two little kids, a girl and a boy, who got lost in a big spooky forest in the far west of Oz. Their friends were looking for them in the wrong place, and the poor kids were really hungry. Unless Ozma came to their rescue, the little ones would never be found in time to save them from starving. So what did Ozma do? She sent a message to her friend, Jack Pumpkinhead, who was one of the quirkiest folks in Oz. Jack wasn't your regular guy. He had a body made of sticks, wore normal clothes, and his head was a pumpkin with a carved face upon it, and was set on top of a sharp stick which formed his neck. But here's the thing about Jack. He was really friendly, even with a pumpkin head, and everyone loved him. His pumpkin head didn't last forever though, so he had a big pumpkin patch where he grew lots of pumpkins. When he needed a new head, he'd just carve a face on the fresh pumpkin and pop it on its neck, tossing the old one away. On the day Ozma called him, Jack was in tip-top shape and happy to help rescue the lost kids. Ozma gave him a map showing exactly where the forest was and how to get there. She also pointed out the paths he should take to find the little ones.
"You should ride Sawhorse,"
Ozma said.
"He's very fast and smart, and he'll help you save the day."
Jack agreed and trotted off to the royal stable to get the Sawhorse ready for their adventure. Now, let's talk about the Sawhorse. This creature was kind of like Jack in that it was made out of wood, but it looked totally different. It had a log for a body, with four sticks for legs, a branch for a tail, and a chopped-out mouth at one end. It even had little knots that worked as eyes. Ozma liked the Sawhorse so much that she put gold plates on its wooden legs to keep them from wearing out. Jack gave the Sawhorse a friendly
"Good morning!"
and put a fancy saddle with purple leather and sparkly jewels on its back.
"Where to?"
asked the Sawhorse, blinking its funny knot eyes.
"We're off to rescue two kids who are lost in the woods,"
Jack replied, and they trotted out of the stable, through the Emerald City streets, and onto the road leading to the Western Forest. The Sawhorse might have looked strange, but it was fast and never got tired. By nighttime, they were really close to the forest where the kids were lost, so they camped out by the roadside. They didn't need food because they were wooden, and they never got tired, so there was no need for sleep either. At daybreak, they kept going and soon arrived in the forest. Jack checked the map Ozma gave him and followed the right path, with the sawhorse right behind him. The forest was dark and quiet under the trees, but Jack tried to cheer things up by whistling as they went along. Now, the paths in this forest kept splitting in different directions, and Jack had to look at Ozma's map a lot. The sawhorse started getting a bit worried.
Are you totally sure we're going the right way?
It asked.
Of course,
said Jack confidently.
Even a pumpkin head with a brain made of seeds can follow this map. See, right here, there's a big X where the children are.
Eventually, they got to the heart of the forest and found the lost kids. But they were shocked to see the children were tied up to a big tree. The little girl was crying, and the boy was trying to comfort her, though he was probably frightened as much as she was.
Cheer up, my dears,
said Jack.
I've come to take you back to your parents. But why are you tied to that tree?
Because,
cried a small, sharp voice,
they are thieves and robbers. That's why.
Jack looked around and spotted a big, grey squirrel sitting on a low branch. This squirrel had a fancy gold circle with a diamond on its head, and it was running around, chattering like crazy.
These children,
the squirrel explained,
stole all our nuts that we saved for the winter. I am the king of all the squirrels in this forest, and I order them to be put in jail. They had no right to take our food, so they need to be punished.
The boy spoke up, saying,
we were so hungry, and we found a tree full of nuts. We had to eat them to survive. We didn't want to starve.
Jack nodded his pumpkin head in agreement.
I don't blame you one bit.
Ignoring the squirrel's protests, Jack began untying the kids.
Stop that!
Cried the king squirrel, chattering and whisking about.
You mustn't release our prisoners. You have no right to.
Jack ignored them. His wooden fingers weren't the most skilled, so it took a while. The tree soon filled up with angry squirrels summoned by their king, and they were furious about losing their prisoners. They even started throwing nuts at Jack, but he just laughed it off while he helped the kids to their feet. At the very top of the tree, a big dead branch was holding a bunch of squirrels. Suddenly, it snapped and fell right onto Jack. His pumpkin head turned into squelchy mush, and he tumbled, finally stopping with a bump against another tree. He sat up, but when he felt for his head, it was gone. He couldn't see or talk. The squirrels danced around him in the tree with great delight. The boy and girl were free, but Jack was in trouble. The sawhorse was there, though, and it had a plan. It told the kids,
put Jack's body on my saddle, hop on behind it, and hang on tight. We need to get out of this forest before those squirrels catch you again. I'll have to guess the way out since Jack's snap is no good now that his head got squished.
The kids lifted Jack's body onto the saddle. It wasn't heavy at all. Then they climbed on behind it. The sawhorse turned around and started trotting back to the path they came from. Easy peasy, or so they thought. When the path started splitting into different directions, the wooden horse got all confused and started wandering around aimlessly, without any hope of finding the right way. By evening, they found a fruit tree and had a small supper and slept on a bed of leaves. The sawhorse kept watch while Jack lay across the saddle with its headless body. Meanwhile, Ozma saw everything happening in the forest through her magic picture. So she sent her trusty wizard riding on the cowardly lion to help. The wizard knew the forest well and found the sawhorse with Jack and the kids on his back.
My goodness, what a state you're in,
said the wizard.
Let me take care of this.
He hopped on the sawhorse and supported Jack's body on the long journey to the pumpkin field. When they reached Jack's house, the wizard picked out a nice pumpkin, not too ripe, and carved a friendly face on it. He put the pumpkin on Jack's neck and asked,
"How are you feeling, old friend?"
Jack was all smiles and shook the wizard's hand gratefully.
You saved me. I couldn't have found my way home to get a new head without you. But now I'm all good. And I'll be careful not to get this wonderful head smashed.
The sawhorse had a curious question, though.
Are the brains in the new head better than the old one?
The wizard chuckled and said,
Well, these seeds are pretty tender, so they'll give Jack some gentle thoughts. Let's be honest, my dear sawhorse. Jack Pumpkinhead will never be the wisest guy around, no matter how many heads he changes.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.